Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So where to even start? Let's see. There was a Florida man who was accused of stealing cheese and bug spray in a $400 Walmart heist. Cheese and bug spray. Yeah, 41-year-old Matthew Ferris. He's charged with petty theft. Bond was set at $2,500. That's a lot. He had a black backpack and a duffel bag, and he was transferring items, according to the affidavit, between the bags. Walmart loss prevention officer contacted the police. He stole a rain jacket, a stove stand, chicken, cheese, and bug spray. $376, some change, was the amount of stolen merchandise. He's still in jail. I mean, you can judge people, you know, by what they buy. Do you ever do that? Like, you're in the grocery store and you see people buying stuff. Like, if you see people buying, like, you know, bought, like, somebody buying, you know, some wine and, like, a frozen TV dinner, you're like, oh, that's so sad. You know what I mean? Like, one of those things. You're buying bug spray and cheese. It's kind of weird, right?
Right.
Just saying. It's a little weird. A couple of others here. Let's see. I got another story about somebody who was trying to drunkenly flee on a golf cart. That's apparently a big thing. There was a kid who got stabbed in the chest by a catfish, a Florida kid, airlifted to the hospital. It was a little Florida kid. Pasco County Fire Rescue had responded. It was a catfish barb that was lodged like an inch in. That's holy cow. They don't know how it happened. They just said it was odd. You know, they said you might hear of a fisherman being cut by a barb, like on a leg or something, but never something like this. And catfish carry poison in the spines and their back and side fins, but not in their whiskers. And they can sting. Something growing up with catfish I did not know until I was almost an adult. You know that? Wow. Let the people who conceived the idea and put it on our partners that help bring you free radio. It's the folks that are over at Kel-Tec. And Kel-Tec makes a lot of really good stuff. And I'm so excited that I can finally go back to talking to you about the P15 because this is one of my absolute... The P15 is just like your go everywhere. It's your go everywhere gun. The P15, which is... I actually think I carried this last week. It's an awesome 9mm striker fire pistol. It's Kel-Tec's P15. It's great no matter if you're new to carry, if you've carried for a long time. It's sleek, it's compact, 15-round capacity, lightweight. Very powerful, and it's also affordable. You have two magazines that it comes with. You also have standard 15-round magazines, you know, the clipazines, minimal pinky extension, flush fit, double stack mag holds 12 rounds as well. It's great for concealed carry, and it's from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category, Kel-Tec. They continue the mission of game-changing innovation and performance with this P15. And, of course, everything's quality made right here in the U.S. of A, Florida, to be exact. Learn more about the P15, one of my favorites, by visiting KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Bring the P15 to the range today. KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
So anyone she picks will be eminently more qualified than a guy who thinks that if you're a single, hardworking woman in America, you should have to pay more in taxes. Again, this is just bizarre, doesn't make any sense. And by the way, if you are single and you meet someone and you want to start a family, J.D. Vance doesn't support you using IVF to start that family. And say, unfortunately, you start a family and your spouse becomes violent. He has said that he thinks that you should be forced to stay in a violent marriage. So I don't think Kamala Harris is going to pick anyone as weird and creepy as J.D. Vance.
I think it's weird for a guy who banged a Chinese spy to call anybody else weird and creepy. Eric Swalwell. I mean, this was the guy who one time asked to speak to my boss because he assumed that I, as a female, had to have a male superior, at which point I had to drop him and tell him that I am the boss. So come speak to me, son. I can't stand this guy because he's all like high on his own supply. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. You can listen coast to coast. You can stream the radio program, Channel 347 DirecTV. Find us on Rumble and X. I'm not an Eric Swalwell fan. He's just like a guy I would never get along with. You know, you meet some people and you're like, I would never get along with you. I don't know if I would ever get along with J.D. Vance. But I think these comments about him are so weird. That's what's weird. I mean, you guys, the Democrats hired you guys remember the suitcase stealing nuclear twink that they had, right? The Sam Brinkman guy, the guy who didn't he have like a security clearance? Well, he had to have some level of security clearance. He had a security clearance, and he was the guy who went around stealing all of these ladies' luggage. And remember, he stole this one woman's luggage. And because I know that identity politics are very important to the left, she was a black woman, a black female designer, clothing designer and jewelry designer. And he stole her original works and was wearing them wrongly all around town, like to different events and stuff like that. And she was like, that's my stuff. And he was able to kind of skirt consequences. He stole so many suitcases over the years. And he had a security pass and he was working in, you know, with our nuclear stash. That's what's weird. I mean, have you seen like the deputy director of Health and Human Services? It's a dude that wants to be a woman and wants to lecture everyone else about their health. You guys don't get to sit. Why is J.D. Vance weird? Because he drinks Diet Dew. He didn't even say he drank Diet Mountain Dew. He was at an event and he pointed out that there was Diet Mountain Dew on the table. And the insufferable, ridiculous left was like, oh my gosh, he drinks Diet Mountain Dew. And they lost their minds. And by the way, his remarks on IVF, he actually never said anything about IVF. And it doesn't matter because Trump has already a position on IVF. So what does it matter if Trump is for IVF? I mean, they just want to bring this back to abortion so bad, so badly. That's all they want to do. And it's just so stupid. Stop this. But they're mad at him and they're trying to use this as an apparatus by which they can further chip away at the white suburban women's vote, which, oh my gosh, white leftist women annoy the hell out of me sometimes. They really do. Not all of them, but there's some of them that do. And I don't get it. They got together and it was like a Kamala Harris event. Where's this at? Oh my gosh. I got to play this. And then we're going to get to the cat lady. So yeah, audio soundbite 24. Okay. So let me set this up. This was a bunch of white progressive women who got together over a Zoom call to talk about Kamala Harris and discussing white privilege. This is the subset of ladies that are very upset, I guess, over J.D. Vance. And they're trying to, and this is the subset of women that Democrats are trying to rile all up. Go ahead and play this because this is hysterical. This is not a parody. I feel like I'm watching like a skit a la The Californians on SNL. Go ahead.
As white women, we need to use our privilege to make positive changes. If you find yourself talking over or speaking for BIPOC individuals or, God forbid, correcting them, just take a beat. And instead, we can put our listening ears on.
What the hell am I watching?
Do learn from and amplify the voices of those who have been historically marginalized and use the privilege you have in order to push for systemic change. As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn. So do check your blind spots. You are responsible for your algorithm, believe it or not.
Is that what, if you ever wanted to see what Chardonnay looked like in bipedal form, it's that. Sponsored by Lululemon, Chardonnay and Home Goods. That's what that whole Zoom call was about. So that chick apparently was like the Kamala Karen leader. And I love the whole earbuds. Like there was like choreography and stuff with it. What in the world? Thank heavens that white progressive women exist, or black women would never get ahead in life because they're apparently too dumb without their white lady saviors. That's what they. Do you realize how unbelievably racist that is? A bunch of these. Western society has achieved so much that these broads apparently think that there's nothing else left to accomplish or in life, or to that all the other problems are solved. So they have to create problems that they can also pretend to solve. And so they are so high on themselves. They actually think that their greatness, their self-perceived greatness, victimizes other people. That's really ultimately when you distill all of this down. That's what they're saying. That they're so great and like so awesome. They have to check your privilege. Like, what privilege are you talking about, princesses? What privilege? I mean, if I examine my own life, I don't know, the privilege of being a statistic, of coming from a single parent household. You know, that kind of privilege, the privilege of growing up broker than Barack Obama ever could dream of, than Kamala Harris could ever dream of. I'm just curious, like, what privilege? You know, the privilege of of being told that I'm a domestic terrorist by sitting members of my own government simply because I, as a female, want to make sure that I can protect myself because statistically women are more greatly victimized than men. Like that kind of, that privilege. I mean, what the hell are you talking about privilege? This is so stupid. These women are just creating problems that they hurt and rescue that then they're going to pretend to be the fixers of. And how condescending is that? To lecture other people and act as though women of color are so helpless and stupid that they can't figure out, that black women can't figure out life unless they have white women to help them. Oh my gosh, you know how unbelievably racist that actually is? It's like the Dave Chappelle skit where he's like a Klansman, but he's black and he's blind and he doesn't realize that nobody has the heart to tell him. Our partners over at Hillsdale. This is such a great educational institution. If you're unfamiliar with Hillsdale, it was founded in 1844. It is a small Christian classical liberal arts college in southern Michigan. And they were founded to really preserve liberty. I mean, it's all about the pursuit of truth and defense of liberty. And you don't have to be on their campus to take advantage of the insight that they have to offer. So, for instance, if you love documentaries and if you love deep dives and historical, you know, issues, things like that, they have a video up at dana4hillsdale.com. And it's on Thomas Jefferson as he is later in his life. He's reflecting on the Declaration of Independence and the creation of the Republic. And we know exactly what he thought because he was a prolific letter writer. And it comes directly from a letter that he was writing, his correspondence to different colleagues and friends about all of this. And that's, so this insight comes from his own words. And you can watch it at Hillsdale, Dana4, F-O-R, Hillsdale.com. Very inspiring video. And when you're there, you can get a free commemorative copy of the Declaration of Independence from Hillsdale. Keep it or pass it on to somebody you know. It's a limited time offer, so don't delay. Watch that awesome video about Jefferson later in his life reflecting on the Declaration and get your commemorative copy at Dana4, F-O-R, Hillsdale.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Per campus reform, Columbia University has apparently partnered with a nonprofit that said that that terrorist is like a slur, a racial slur, and they've defended Hamas. It's called Slow Factory. It's an education initiative that brings together stupid stuff and blah, 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 and defends Hamas and all that. I mean, really, that's all you need to know. The Slow Factory is aptly named. That's all I'm going to say. Let's see here. Oregon wildfire explodes to half the size of Rhode Island. This is wild. Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, it is summer and it's hot and it's dry. Wind and lightning strikes have sparked and fanned wildfires across the Pacific Northwest, including the largest one in the U.S. It's expanding near the Oregon-Idaho border. The Durkee Fire near Huntington, Oregon. 600 square miles have been scorched. It's actually, it's pretty crazy. So people be safe, and I'm glad. And just, I don't know. I don't have any other words for it. That's kind of scary because, I mean, what are you going to do? That's it. I mean, it's just going to burn. No amount of water is going to really put that out. That's kind of scary. That's terrifying. A woman orders an air fryer from Amazon, but she got a lizard in the box. A lizard in a box instead. So this was in Colombia. Sophia Serrano, she ordered an air fryer. They sent her a live reptile. What do you have to order to get like a dog? Out of curiosity, like another one. Just curious, like what do you have to do? She shared a picture of it and it's gone viral. Amazon apologized and they have no idea how she got a lizard in a box. And it's kind of sad because it was like a lizard in a box. Like that didn't, you know, not even properly boxed up. Like why would you send it? I don't know. There was another incident like this in India where an Amazon customer, and it's all like confirmed, opened her box to find that it contained a venomous snake. She thought she bought like a controller, but upon opening it, it was a speckled cobra and it was stuck to the tape of the box. Otherwise, it probably would have bitten her face off. I'm imagining that's terrifying. Let's see here. A missing Henry VIII portrait was spotted on X by an eagle-eyed art historian. This is a very interesting. Imagine knowing your work that much. They identified this portrait after spotting it on social media. This guy was idly scrolling X and he, you know, saw that it was he saw this portrait in the background, identified it. Then you had Chelsea Handler, who I feel like is the blonde version of Kathy Griffin, who is the female version of Carrot Top. But Carrot Top's funny and sometimes. No Norm MacDonald jokes here. Audio soundbite 25. This has, they're still going back to the J.D. Vance cat lady. Well, his interview that he gave like some years ago. Listen to this. This is so stupid.
Hey, as you might have heard, Donald Trump's running mate and future star of his own Dateline episode, J.D. Vance, is ruffling quite a few feathers this week.
We're effectively run in this country by a bunch of childless cat ladies. If you look at Kamala Harris, the entire future of the Democrats is controlled by people without children.
Listen up, you wingnut elegy. This country is still controlled by men in systems that were set up by men that are carefully crafted to continue to benefit men. So to put it in women-hating terms, you'll understand you're being hysterical. But let's be clear, there's no correlation between childless people and the presidency. For example, our very first United States president, Mr. George Washington, didn't have children. In fact, he had two stepchildren. That's right. Just like someone else I know. And to your point about Kamala not being fit because she's not a mother, I'd like to remind you that no president in the history of the United States has ever been a mother. But maybe if she had five kids with three different men and a scandalous affair with a porn star and was convicted felon, that would be more palatable to Republican men. I mean, my God, are we tired. You sad, diet, Mountain Dew drinking, couch humping, dolphin porn aficionado, all of us childless cat and dog ladies are going to go from childless and crushing it to childless and crushing you in November.
You know what gets me? Are all the women who don't have kids are so damn obsessed with telling you how happy that miserably happy they are not having kids, right?
Who was that dude?
Chelsea Handler.
Oh.
I mean, it's not even funny. I mean, it's funny like in a ridicule type of way, but it's not even funny. In some ways, I feel sad for, I mean, I know people that don't have kids and they're not obsessed with telling everyone else how happy they are without kids. But these broads apparently are obsessed with telling, making sure that everybody knows they're happy. We don't have kids. And I'm so happy. No one asked you. They hear one comment that isn't even really directed at them, but oh my gosh, they're going to break their damn legs trying to get out the door to insist that it is about them because they need that kind of affirmation. I need everyone to know that I'm very happy that I don't have kids. I'm so happy. How dare you? So that's what it's like. That's what they do. He made an off, you know. You can say whatever you want about J.D. Vance. I need y'all to explain to me how your super empowered female president was able to subsist on a ticket for 4 years with a guy that she called a pedo racist. I'm just curious. I mean, everybody remembers the stuff that Kamala Harris said about Joe Biden. So unless you guys can sit here and reconcile that, I really don't care what you think about J.D. Vance's offhand remark on something a couple of years ago. I don't know the guy. I've never met the guy. But I have seen enough of these broads to know who annoys me more. And I typically don't like to agree or find any kind of allyship with the people who annoy me more, right? I want to be annoyed less by my government and people in my government. And so having these hysterical bitches scream and moan and whine and thrash and writhe about how stop. Chill. Calm down. Just take it down a notch. You know what I mean? Just take it down a little bit. Save some drama for the rest of us, okay? Golly. It's just, I don't understand why immediately everyone thinks that it's about them. I don't know. I mean, Kane, there was nothing, his remark was, and? I mean, so?
Right. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I don't understand. There is a point to be made about the priorities of people looking at policy that maybe have kids and those who don't have kids. And I think that's completely legitimate to bring up. And if you don't think it is, then we don't come from the same place. And we're never going to see eye to eye. So save your breath because you're not going to persuade me. But that's a completely legitimate conversation to have. But to say that and then try to take it back to IVF, which he actually hasn't really said anything on, and Trump supports IVF. So I don't know why people are mad. And then they bring up the, I don't even know what their other stuff that they're talking about. It's just goofy. It's creepy. That's what's creepy. I don't know. Isn't, Lorraine says that Chelsea Handler's been very open about her abortions too. She feeling some guilt? I don't know. Like, I don't know. Her package is, it's not my circus, not my monkeys, man. It's my whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not my dancing bears. Not any of it. Not any of it. So I don't know. People are, I think they're trying to weirdify J.D. Vance and make him somehow unsuitable for the ticket. I don't think that's going to work. And the reason I say that that's not going to work, Kane, again, have we seen some of the, didn't they have a guy who was in a dress, like go and do like all these videos for Kamala Harris? They literally had a pride parade Easter celebration or something on one of the lawns of the White House where this dude who had breast implants went topless. Yeah. So good luck trying to convince anyone else that anybody else other than you is the weird one here.
That was right around the first cocaine discovery.
Yeah. I mean, you got Hunter Biden leaving all this, you know, snort when he's not snorting blow off hookers' backsides, he's leaving it in the White House cubby. I mean, you have Democrats that literally made a sex tape in the Senate chamber. And yet J.D. Vance is weird because he pointed to a table that had some Diet Mountain Dew sitting on it. Do you see how stupid this is? What the hell's wrong with you people? You need to be recalibrated.
But he said cat lady, though.
Yeah, he said cat lady. I don't like cats. I'm actually super allergic to cats. I've never been able to be around cats. I'm legitimately, you know, like allergen blood tested. Actually, I didn't even have to get a blood test because my skin wolfed up so bad when I did a skin test. I'm so allergic to cats. And they're just weird. I've never held them. I have never been able to be around them. So I have like no experience with them at all. Totally fine with dogs. You know, I told you about our rescue pup that we just got last week. But I don't know why people take that to be so. You know, usually when I come across opinions that I don't like, about 90% of the time, believe it or not, I go on with my life. Every now and then I say something because there's a lot of stupid people out there. And I don't know why it is that these like leftist broads can't do the same thing. Somebody said something that you don't agree with. Kill horror. Go on with your life. OK, go get your Virginia Slims. Go get your Chardonnay and leave the rest of us the hell alone.
Can we not?
All right. We got more on the way. I can't believe this is what our politics are right now.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.